Pope Francis can celebrate Mass Tuesday morning at the Casa Santa Marta with members of the Council of Cardinals. The Holy Father is meeting with the group of cardinals from Tuesday through Thursday of this week. In his homily, Pope Francis spoke about the day's readings, which included the gospel story of Jesus rebuking the two disciples for wanting to call down fire from heaven upon those who did not accept them. The Holy Father pointed out that the way of the Christian is not a path of vengeance, rather it is the way of humility, of meekness. He added that today, on the feast of St. Therese of the Child Jesus, it would be good for us to think about this spirit of humility, of tenderness, of goodness. It is a spirit, the Pope said, that the Lord wants from all of us. That spirit, he continued, is found in love, in charity, in the awareness that we are in the hands of the Father. When we understand this, the Pope observed, we will not want to call down fire from heaven. The strength of the gospel, he said, lies properly in humility, in the humility of the child that is guided by the love and the tenderness of the Father. Quoting Benedict XVI, Pope Francis said, the church, it does not grow through proselytism. It grows through attraction, through witness. And when the people see this witness of humility, of meekness, of mildness, they feel the need that the prophet Zechariah spoke of. We want to come with you. This witness of charity, Pope Francis said, is simple. Worship God and serve the other. This, he said, is why the church has chosen St. Therese of Lisieux, a humble nun who trusted in God, as patron of the missions. As he concluded his homily, Pope Francis made special mention of the meeting with the Council of Cardinals. Let us ask the Lord, he said, that our work today will make us all more humble, more meek, more patient, more trusting in God, so that the church can give a beautiful witness to the people, so that seeing the people of God, seeing the church, they might feel the desire to come with us. I'm Christopher Wells.